This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So, Joe Biden selected Kamala Harris. Talk about a comical choice when you consider all of the factors. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Kamala Harris. Now, there's a ton to talk about. A lot going on in the news. Joe Biden could not select Susan Rice, even though she sold her Netflix stock for $300,000. She started prepping herself to be vice president. The president asked her, was asked about her, would she be okay given that she's possibly going to be under indictment, and Trump was like a boss. He's like, well, I don't know if I'd make that pick if I was Joe Biden. Woo, glad you guys are with me. So I was asked this question after my show yesterday. I did a radio hit on a friend of mine's program, and he says, Kevin, what do you think about the pick of Kamala Harris? And I said, wow, what a comic. They asked me, what do you think, you know, did Biden back himself into a corner? What happened? I said, Biden, I don't even get this pick. You ready? Are you guys ready? I know you're, Kevin, we couldn't wait to hear what you have to say today on this. Well, let me tell you, here's what I have to say about it. I say this, what is it that, how much do you need to validate that you have dementia when you pick a loser like Kamala Harris to be your VP? What does it bring you? She's from the state of California. You're probably going to win that state. So you get no bump. That's number one. Okay? Number two, 59% of the people, all people, mostly Democrats in these polls, say that Joe Biden would not serve his full term. So you're essentially saying, I want Kamala Harris to be my president. That because you put your faith in a guy who you don't think can be president fully. And so then he picks a person that, what did she finish? I don't even know what she finished in the primaries. There was one point. There was only one point in the primaries where Kamala Harris was rising. And here's the other irony. You know when it was? When she challenged Joe Biden. When she challenges racism. When she says, I was that little girl that couldn't go to the schools and all that. And Joe Biden was talking about segregation of schools and what have you. That was the only time she made any progress. She did any good. Now, what else has she got? Come on, Kevin. Say the obvious, bro. Come on, black man. I'm giving you some hints. Come on, Negro. Come on, colored guy. Okay, I took it. I got it. I got the hint. She's a colored girl. See, Biden, what was funny about Biden is Biden already screwed himself over when he says, I'm picking a woman. Okay, we get it. Virtue signal. Oh, yeah, I've been molesting women and you know, playing Joey Fingers with them for decades, Tara Reid. And now I'm going to pick a woman because I'm Mr. Me Too. I'm Mr. Woke. So I'll pick a woman. And here's what's funny about Mr. Woke. He picks a woman who slept her way to the top. Oh, Lord, don't y'all make me laugh. Don't make me get up from here and start laughing. He picks a woman who has slept her way to the top. Holy mother of, what's his name, Willie? Who's the mayor of San Francisco? Willie? Willie Mays Hayes? Was that him? Oh, no, that was from Major League. What was his name? Willie something. Willie Washington? Anyway, it was Willie. He was a mayor of San Francisco, and Kamala Harris was sleeping with him because she wanted to get her career started. Yeah. Joe Biden, man, never ceases to amaze me, never surprises me. I'm shocked. I really am. I'm very shocked. He went through a litany of so-called black women. And see, people are a little taken aback by Kamala Harris because Kamala Harris is half Indian, from the dot-com country, and she's half like West Indies, or like, you know, from Jamaica or something like that. I don't know where her family's from, but like she's Jamaican and Indian. So she's not technically black. Right? I don't even... Is she? I guess she's American, because there was some question at one point about the constitutionality of her. So I don't know. Boy, this is a strange move for so many. Because look, there weren't. Was he gonna pick big old Stacey Abrams? He couldn't pick a big old Stacey. Can you imagine if she got mad at Biden? And have you ever seen those old folks' homes where the black women are just beating them old white men up like, yeah, y'all used to rape us when we was on the plantation, and they just beat them old white men down. That's what Stacey Abrams would have done to Biden. Yeah, she'd have had Biden afraid to go to sleep. And Jill, too. Jill would have been intimidated. Yeah, Jill would have been, no, Joe, listen, Joe, you can't get a big old black woman like Stacey Abrams. You got to get a light-skinned Negro like Kamala Harris. Which brings me to another irony. I think Joe Biden's got a color test. I do. I think Joe Biden is like my grandmother. And God love her. I love my grandmother. You know, she's dead now, but I love her. I absolutely do. But my grandmother would tell you in a minute if somebody was too black to be married to you. See, one of her sons, my uncle, Uncle Robert, he was a dark-skinned dude. And my uncle was like the first one in the family who married outside his race. He had a penchant for white women. But my grandmother was happy about it. I'm going to tell you, she was happy because he was a dark-skinned brother. And my grandmother was like, Robert have to marry a white woman, because if he marry a black woman, you can't even only be able to see his kids at night. I mean, she was harsh. Harsh. She, well, I'm just saying, look, y'all can laugh at me. You can call my grandmother a racist. She wasn't a racist. She was a realist, and she would talk about your hair, your kid's hair. You going to want to comb that boy, that girl hair. You ain't going to want to comb that girl's hair. Robert married that black woman there. When my uncle would date black women, my grandmother would give you the rundown. My uncle dated a black woman who was as black as he was. I swear to you, my grandmother almost lost it. You would have thought she was a member of the black Klan. Well, honestly, you would have thought she was a member of the Klan. Because she was like, Robert, you ain't marrying that girl. You won't even be able to get a comb through them kids' heads. It was hysterical. I will never in my life forget this. And my brother would have called the show. He would tell you the same thing. He'd tell you the same doggone thing. But here's what I'm talking about. Joe Biden does not like dark-skinned Negroes. He should just admit it. He should admit it. He ain't for the Miles Davis type. No, he's for the Vanessa Williams. That's who he passes his test. He likes them light-skinned Negroes. And I'll touch on it more when we get back. Stay tuned.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work. Sorry, I'm late. Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden, once you go black, see, he went black with Barack. He said, I got to stick with these light-skinned Negroes, boy. He loves him some light-skinned Negroes, I got to tell you. But Kamala Harris got a Negro dialect. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you listen to, we're talking about Joe Biden's VP pick. Came late in the afternoon. He decided, hey, I like the caramel mocha chocolate, and he goes with Kamala Harris, and I don't get it. I do not get it. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. I do get it in the sense that he had no real choices. I mean, how many qualified black women are there in the Democratic Party? Let me give you the answer. Zero. None. Not a one. Yeah. So Biden, but he was backed into a corner. He had to. And then, guess what? When he started talking all them racial Tourette stuff, well, you got your Latinos who are, of course, diverse, but black folks, they all monolithic and the same. I can get my Negroes to do whatever I need. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I better pick me a black woman to be my running mate. And he couldn't pick old Big Stacy. Couldn't pick up. I mean, who's he going to pick? Lori Lightfoot? Have you looked at her? There ain't any of them. There's none of them that's cute. So he was done. The cutest one is Kamala Harris, right? The cutest one. So he picks the one. Joe Biden wants to get the monkey off his back of being a Joey Fingers. So he decides he's going to get a woman who pretty much let herself be taken advantage of. Willie Brown, wasn't it? What was his name? Governor the mayor of San Francisco, Willie Brown. He partook of Kamala. But she's got a checkered past running as the, you know, she was a former attorney general of California, junior senator. And as a former attorney general, she joked about smoking pot, but she put people away for doing the very same thing. She got a bad record with the black folks. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Somebody translate that for the white audience out there, because I got a little bit in the vernacular. So, look, he picks Kamala Harris. You know, and by the way, she raised $5 million for him, so she earned her keep. Yeah, she hit them streets. Yeah, say, look, come here. You come here. I'll get you a good one. Come on. I'm raising money to BVP. Come on, come on. Come on, say, look. So she did whatever she had to do. She raised some money. Old Joe gave her the nod. But here's the thing. Joe's got to get and keep the black vote. South Carolina carried him, but nationwide, people are on the Joe. Black folks are on the Joe. You watching your Twitter feed? You watching black people go, Joe Biden, we know what you're about, Mr. Segregationist, Mr. You Ain't Black. Yeah, we are on to you, Joe. Mr., they going to put y'all back in chains. Yeah, they are on to him. And now Joe's like, oh, I got to get my black cred. How you going to get your black cred when you got a half Indian, half Jamaican? She ain't even African-American, using my finger quotes and talking in my hillbilly voice. She ain't even African-American, Joe. So how you gonna pick her? But he did. He picked her. She got a bad record with black folks. And here's what's interesting to me. Most interesting, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Because I could find another most interesting in a minute. But here's what's most interesting right now. Kamala Harris, one of four Negroes that ran on a Democratic Party to ticket for presidency. Light-skinned Negro Cory Booker, light-skinned Negro Kamala Harris, dark-skinned Negro Wayne Gresham, light-skinned Negro, Deval Patrick. He got in late. So you got two senators, a businessman, and a governor. And none of them were picked by the Democratic Party. Nope. And then let's move on. Let's continue. Let us continue here. They had a Latino who didn't speak Spanish. They had an Asian businessman. They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, what? I don't know how many women they had. They had Tulsi Gabbard, who was a Pacific Islander and young and decent looking. You know, I mean, as far as liberal women go, you know, she's still of the hairy underarm crowd, but you still get what I'm saying. She was the cutest of them all, had the best credentials, if you ask me, military chick, the whole thing. And they didn't pick any of them. They didn't pick none of them, I was going to say. They picked a 76 or 77-year-old white man with dementia. And now, knowing that Joe Biden, there's no way this man lasts 4 years in the presidency. Not with the stress that it brings in. This man wouldn't last 2 months as president. Good news, he ain't going to be it, so don't worry about it. But he then picks a chick who couldn't even get enough of the black vote to keep her in the race. Why? Because he wants the black vote. He's got this Negro thinking, what's going on? What's that boy smoking? That's why I keep pointing back to his dementia. I don't know who he should have picked, but I know who he shouldn't have picked. And Kamala Harris is on that list. So what does she do? Does she, like, go behind Jill's back and give old Joe a little bit of the whammy? I don't know. I'm just saying. It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Because she slept with Willie Brown. Oh, yeah. She slept with Willie. There ain't nothing that can convince me that she didn't get in there and say, oh, Joe, here, sign right here, Joe on the wheel. You know what I'm saying? Has anybody checked with Jill? I'm just curious. Dr. Jill, you know, because she's Dr. Jill, an ED, education PhD, education doctor. They gave her that. PhD. Y'all heard me talk about Dr. Jill, right, in another episode. If you haven't heard that, you got to hear what we talk about with Dr. Jill. And they tout her like she's Fauci, which is another fraud. Dr. Jill is as fraudulent as Dr. Fauci. Fraudy. I call him Fraudy. Kamala Harris, perfect running mate. Radical economic agenda. Far left as you can come. Democratic socialist wing of the party. California's AG. Senator. Progressive. Unbelievable. Wow. And you remember during the Jussie Smollett thing when Kamala Harris was all by Jesse? Talking about hate crimes and legislation, she and Cory Booker. And then we find out old Jussie did it to himself. Did she ever apologize to America for that? I'm just curious. I'm curious. Let me tell you something. I said this on my buddy's show. Kamala Harris is the kind of chick that women go, don't ever leave your man alone with her. Because you can trust your dude. You can't trust her. She is not going to get the sisters of America behind her. They are not going to get behind her. I don't know what they're thinking. It is what it is. What else did they say about old Kamala? Yeah, I don't know. This it's a strange pick for me. Maybe you guys see it as a, I mean, she couldn't go with Elizabeth Warren because that would be just too much white privilege on one ticket. Because you got demented white rich Democrat man, and then you'd have, you know, lying fake Indian her. But Kamala Harris, seriously, wow, talk about scraping the bottom of the barrel. Susan Rice. I'm curious why he didn't go with Susan Rice, because people were saying Susan was the one who was going to keep him out of the, you know, trouble with the whole, you know, Russian collusion stuff. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today, but I just thought I'd cover that pick. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Voters will get their first look at Joe Biden and Kamala Harris later today. They'll be appearing together at an event in Biden's hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. Democratic Senator and Biden surrogate Chris Coons says this was a great pick by Biden.
To go through a thorough vetting process and to choose a person who was tough on you in the primaries. But I also know how warm and empathetic and caring she can be in personal moments.
On the other side of the aisle, Republican Congressman from Wyoming, Liz Cheney, says not so fast.
The pick was somewhat surprising. He has put somebody on the ticket whose voting record in the Senate is to the left of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. And it's very clear, she is a radical liberal.
The district attorney in Portland saying he's no longer going to prosecute protesters arrested for nonviolent offenses. You're listening to USA Radio News. The stalemate continues over a new coronavirus bill. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest from Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell opening the Senate this morning and again saying the Democrats are not serious about negotiating a new economic stimulus package to help those affected by the pandemic. He says they still are making numerous demands that are unrelated to the coronavirus crisis.
Republicans want to get more aid to these workers, but Senate Democrats have blocked every bit of it over non-COVID-related liberal demands.
Video game usage in the United States has skyrocketed during the pandemic, leading to record revenues and profits for gaming companies like Nintendo, Epic Games, and Electronic Arts. Nintendo reporting a whopping 428% increase in their profits last quarter, driven largely by monster sales of the Nintendo Switch hardware product and its hit game Animal Crossing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Barack Obama gave his endorsements, his first endorsements, not too long ago. What, been about a week ago or so? Haven't even had time to talk about it. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Yeah, Barack Obama. I've asked many people this question. I would love to get a leftist take on it if you want to give me a shout. Figure out how to get a hold of me. It doesn't matter, but if you can call 844-551-8255. I've asked many people, how many folks do you think really want Obama to campaign for him? Any Democrat, pick one. Susan Rice. There are people being considered for the vice president, right? Susan Rice, others, I don't know who they are, but take the list. And these would be people that supposedly are good folks that, you know, they very well would be if Biden got elected, and don't worry, he won't. If they were to happen, though, they would probably be the president. Take whoever it is. Ask why they aren't running with people. Look, I've been told Michelle Obama is the most popular person on the freaking planet. Everybody would send me notes. Kevin, I sure hope Joe Biden doesn't pick Michelle Obama, because, man, that would be a formidable ticket. How so? How so? If she's so prolific, I have a question for you. Where is she campaigning? Who? Michelle Obama's doing her own new podcast. Did you hear about this? She's got her own podcast. Yeah. And she's even under fire for some of the crap that she said. She talked about the using this pandemic for redistribution of wealth. But here's my point. If Michelle Obama is so prolific, if she's so good at what she does, if she's so well respected, why doesn't anybody want her to campaign? There's nobody asking. Bill Clinton's a perfect example. Remember, Bill Clinton was the savior of the Democrats, folks. He was the belle of the ball. He was the big boy on campus. Hillary Clinton called this man out as her not-so-secret-secret weapon. And you know where Bill Clinton is right now? Running away from Epstein Island. He doesn't want anything. This man is staying away from the media like, you know, something like somebody with leprosy is trying to chase him down for some naughty time. You know what I'm saying? Bill Clinton wants no part of the media or any of this circus that's going on, a circus of his own creation, by the way. Makes me wonder what's going on with Ghislaine Maxwell. You know, pimp for Epstein and all these high-profile pedophiles. That's another story. The point I'm making is Barack Obama says, I'm going to make recommendations on 118 candidates, which, by the way, lets us know who not to vote for. But the most shocking part of that thing was AOC wasn't on the list. I don't know if Rashid Tlaib was on there and that other member of the squad. I don't know. But 118 people he recommended, and AOC was not on it. Not that she's going to need it. I think it's actually interesting because the likelihood of AOC winning is probably pretty good. I don't know. I hope not. I hope New York is smarter, but they're probably not. They are New Yorkers from that district. They let her in the first place. But if she wins, she's going to win without the backing of Baby Black Jesus, which will just reinforce that he's not needed. Now, I've contrasted what I've said in talking about this subject about who wants Donald Trump. People want tweets from Donald Trump. God forbid Donald Trump be anywhere near you and you're running for office and you don't call and say, Mr. President, will you please stop by and just come over and say some words? Just come into my town. Whatever. Begging for the man to get there. There is nobody begging for Joe Biden. How much do you think the candidates will use Obama's backing with their bases? I'm Obama approved. On Twitter, when Donald Trump gives you a recommendation, man, you should see what these politicians do. They go make videos about it. Hey, I just wanted to say that Donald Trump tweeted about me today. You need to donate some money. And you know what? People do. Go let somebody know Barack Obama tweeted about you. Or, how about this one? Joe Biden tweeted about you. That got seen by what? A dozen people. Nothing is going to move their needle. How many candidates, as I said, want any of these people to campaign with them? Any. Who's the best of the best of the Democrats? Who? I'm quizzing you right now, Kevin Jackson Show participants. Who is the best of the best? Who is the rising star, the Anthony Weiner of his time, the Andrew Gillum of his day? Who is that person? Is it AOC? Okay, great. Let's say it's AOC, because she is, you have to give her credit. She is a rising star in the party of lynching of Negroes, right? So if she's so good, who wants to campaign with her? Oh, that's right. Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders will campaign with her. Bernie Sanders. Oh, that's right. He lost. Is there anybody that wants AOC? Is there anybody that wants Nancy Pelosi? Is there anybody that wants Chuck Schumer? Is there anybody that wants former presidential candidate, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton? Nobody. Lost leaders, all of them. Democrat strategy is clear, folks. They want to torpedo the economy, and they want to cheat. That's it. That's their. They have no other options. I tell you, I've already said this before. The America is not blaming Donald Trump for what's going on right now. And I don't know if you guys saw it, but the stock market is well over 27. Did it crest 28? I know it was over 27,000. I've been watching it. It's been ticking up in spite of all the nonsense that's going on. It's been ticking up. 1.8 million jobs created. They thought it was going to be 1.4 million. Do you know how big of a gap that is? 400,000 more jobs than they predicted were created. Or, as Obama would say, or saved. Created or saved. They got nothing. I swear, it is so fun to watch because the Democrats are waiting. They are waiting, man. They are praying for pestilence. They're like, come on, God, or whatever it is that you are, if you do exist, why don't you rain down some bloody water and some frogs on Donald Trump? They want to see something happen bad, man. And they are doing everything they can, and nothing works. I love it. There's nobody to help them either. I was looking at these late night hacks, okay? Here you go. Let me give you some numbers. We talked about this, right? A little bit. That Tucker Carlson is beating all the late night. Tucker Carlson is like a 3.85 million viewers, which is decent, I guess. But he can't even, the so-called comedians can't even get 2 million. So let me give you some numbers. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert has captured the title of the most watched late night program during the 2019-20 season, according to Nielsen. Late night program notched an average of 3.6 million viewers throughout the entire season. Show was also the most watched among adults between the ages of 25 and 54, CBS data. Colbert topped NBC's The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon with more than 1.55 million viewers, according to CBS, although both shows tied in gaining the attention of the 18 to 49 crowd. The milestone mark, the largest margin of victory for CBS over The Tonight Show since 1994. What's more, it marked the largest margin of victory ever for the show starring Colbert, the network touted. Third place was ABC's Jimmy Kimmel, 1.9 viewers. So I want you to understand what's going on. Triage in this industry, and I talked about this, maybe it was the other day. I told you Jay Leno's show that got canceled, worst show Jay Leno ever hosted, 4-point-something million, and it was considered a failure. These guys are talking about, they're bragging. They're bragging about Colbert's show, and he got 3.6 million. And as I said, recently, Tucker Carlson beat him. Recently, the show with Gutfeld beat all of them. And Gutfeld may be the worst. I mean, there are people that like Gutfeld. I know him, and he's a bit of an egomaniac. But I don't find him. He can be clever, but I don't find him always clever. Because you know what Gutfeld does? Gutfeld is always looking for the clever thing to say. Always. It's not like he listens and, you know, comes in where the punchline is there. He's always looking to come over the top. And you can tell it's contrived. Relax, dude. Just relax. So all these guys are off work, doing their shows from home. Their ratings weren't much better when they were doing in-studio stuff, when they had audiences. And they're getting beat by opinion people in politics. Shameful.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh my goodness, I love it when we are vindicated in a certain way. And I never feel like we have to be vindicated. We're correct. So there is no vindication, if you will. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. So Cuomo, Governor Cuomo, the menace of New York, is having to take a step back. His Gestapo tactics has finally essentially ruined his state. I mean, this has been going on for some time. I remember, I don't even know how many years ago, 6-7 years ago, I was talking about the exodus of people from New York, rich people leaving New York because of the taxes, moving down to Florida. And of course, what we all say is move, but don't bring your ideology. Because if you don't like state tax, high state income tax, don't move to Texas where there is no state income tax and complain. Anyway, it's back. Cuomo and not only de Blasio as well, these guys are chasing the wealthiest New Yorkers out of the state. And nothing new. It's just accelerated during the lockdown because rich people are like, what do you mean I got to stay in? I can't go to the theater. I can't go to my favorite restaurants. I got to be, you know, it starts impacting them. Let me ask you this question. Have you felt the impact of your loss of freedom? Really? Have you? I mean, just think about it for a second. Have you gone somewhere and you got to wear that mask? And we can only let 3 people in this area at a time due to social distancing. And, oh, you know, and whatever else it may be. I mentioned checkpoints they've set up now for masks, like DUI. You got your mask? I have to write you a ticket. $1,637 or whatever it may be. $1,000 fine in D.C. for not having your mask? You could be 500 feet from anybody. But if a cop sees you without your mask in D.C., you get a fine. Don't even get me started. I'm going to be talking about masks again because you guys know my situation. So the long story short is, if you are like me, you have felt a noticeable loss of freedom. And you got these Gestapo people, you know, you need to wear the mask. And you know, I'll tell you a story about that in the next hour where a guy, he wasn't saying it to me, he was saying it to somebody else, but I butted in. But these masked Gestapo that are out there. So Cuomo and de Blasio, they play politics. Their state and their largest city have suffered mightily because the politics has finally caught up with them. And they orchestrated this. I want you to understand what's going on. They think they're penalizing Donald Trump. But they forget they're responsible to voters. And voters finally get to the point where they will absolutely play, you know, they will stab Caesar to death in the Senate chambers when given the chance. And that's where de Blasio finds himself. They don't care what they've done, you know, to hurt the citizens of New York. 2 most powerful men in the state allowed Black Lives Matter to flourish. Terrorist organization destroyed businesses and wreaked havoc on law-abiding citizens. And because of the lack of leadership, crime spiked all over the city, especially in the wealthy neighborhoods. Yeah. To put things in perspective, crime on the Upper East Side rose 286%, but arrests were cut in half. They say that New York has spent over $1 billion, New York City has spent over $1 billion just on what BLM did. $1 billion. So the money that BLM has collected since it got started, New York has spent that by itself in the destruction that BLM has caused. You think that's just limited to New York? And the Democrats' response to the lawlessness I just talked about and this exponential rise in crime was to defund the police. And the inevitable occurred because what happened was people said, wait a minute, I can't walk out of my... I moved to the Upper East Side because I wanted to get away from the sodomites. And I can't walk out of my penthouse and go to a restaurant or go to a theater or go to, you know, do something cultural without wearing a mask and worried about crime, getting beat up, ganked, you know, whatever. Yeah, I think I'll find somewhere else to go. So they're leaving. And Cuomo now understands what's happened. Playing politics hit the leftists where it hurts them the most, in the pocketbook. And now Cuomo has read the tea leaves, and that's why at this recent press conference, he begged the wealthiest residents to come back. Yeah, pleaded with them. Pulled a Marvin Gaye, please, please come back home. I could do a better job of Marvin Gaye than that. No, I'm not going to try. Here's what he said. I literally talked to people all day long who are in their Hampton house, who also lived here and in the Hudson Valley house or in their Connecticut weekend house. And I say, you got to come back. When are you going to come back? We'll go to dinner. I'll buy you a drink. Come over. I'll cook. They're not coming back right now. And you know what? Everything else they're thinking, if I stay there, I pay a lower income tax, and they don't pay the New York City surcharge. Yeah. See, all these cities, they charge you a surcharge to live in their crime-infested rat holes. That's what they do. St. Louis has a 1% surcharge to live where you could easily be killed, geometrically or exponentially more than living in the suburbs. Every corporation, every citizen who goes into the city of St. Louis and lives or works, even if you leave there to go home, you get charged 1% on top of the state income tax, which, of course, is 6%. Well, you may not know, but it's 6% in Missouri. That's what you get. A 1% surcharge so you could get beat up or what? Who knows? Now, you're already paying the other taxes. You pay stadium taxes. You pay airport taxes. You pay all kinds of excise taxes. But, yeah, we're going to get that extra 1%. And they think that's going to help them. But as I've talked about, Missouri has gone from 25 corporate headquarters to 12. Soon it'll be 10. And soon it'll be 2. Because there'll be people that say, no, we're not going to make our corporate headquarters here. It's too dangerous. And it'll be that way in most of these big cities. They'll get tired of it. Yeah. See, even the rich get fed up with paying taxes and being beat up, not having police to take care of them. John Kerry, it reminds me when he parked his yacht in another state to avoid paying a luxury tax. And I wrote about it at the time. And I said, yet again, an elitist Democrat attempts to skirt the tax system. A system he was instrumental in creating. But for the racist elitists, build a career at all cost progressive Democrats, they forget that the laws they have passed have unintended consequences. And though Terry has Bush 1 to thank for outing him during the era of Read My Lips, as Jim Kerry did in Liar Liar, Kerry kicked his own butt by voting for the new yacht tax back in 1990. He was likely thinking, what are the chances I will find some wealthy widow with a yacht willing to marry me? A hypocrite on Vietnam, a hypocrite on taxes, John Kerry first proffers the excuse to his yacht problem. It's my wife's yacht. He said this. Don't think I'm kidding, folks. Oh, so it's his wife who is the tax-evading scalawag, not John Kerry. I want you to understand, John Kerry threw his wife under the bus during this time. Was she also with him on the swift boat back in Nam, where she witnessed his bravery as he earned one of his many purple hearts for clipping his toenails while under enemy fire? What was Kerry's next excuse? It's under warranty down there. It's being worked. That's what he actually said. Maybe Kerry's brain is what needs a warranty. How stupid does this man believe America to believe that his new yacht was in need of warranty service right out of the box? The only maintenance Kerry could have authorized was the installation of gold toilets and the hanging of portraits of Obama. But Kerry said of his warranty work, let's get this very straight. I've consistently said that we will pay our taxes. We've always paid our taxes. It's not an issue, period. We've always paid our taxes. We'll pay our taxes. Sounds a tad defensive to me, like Kerry wants to make a point. We'll pay our taxes, even if we don't think we owe them, because I know how bad this looks politically. And okay, well, yes, you caught me. Happy now? I know these hypocrites, folks, who virtue signal publicly while privately looking for every way possible to skirt their taxes, the worst welfare leeches in their scheming not to pay their fair share. Now, we conservatives, we have the high moral ground. You know, I'm outraged at high taxes at the onset because I think the government squanders my money. That's what I think. But John Kerry, and I'm just going back to him just as an example. He decided, oh, well, I'm just going to get around the system. And see, Cuomo realizes this inequity as he commented, a single percent of New York's population pays half the state's taxes, and they're the most mobile people on the globe. See, leftists have taxed the 1% so much that half of the taxes in the state of New York and elsewhere are paid by 1%.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.